In this important passage in John, we get a clarification of what sometimes seems to confuse people in the Gospel of John. And that, of course, is the whole idea of, you know, whoever does not, obey my word, you know, is condemned. And here we get a clarification that in two respects of that doctrine. The first thing is John wants to make clear that if somebody doesn't hear the word of God or doesn't understand the word of God, then that person is not going to be condemned. And he's very clear, very explicit in saying this. The second thing is he wants to say that Jesus himself wants to say that he himself, namely Jesus, isn't condemning anybody. So he is not the one who's doing the condemning. So in fact, the one that's doing the condemning is the person themselves. It's by their own choice, and here's the important word that's used, that they reject the word of God. That's very different from not hearing the word of God and very different from not understanding the word of God, because in order to reject something, you pretty much have to be able to understand what's being said and then reject it at its face value. Then, says Jesus, if you reject the word of love, if you reject the Beatitudes, right? If you reject humble-heartedness or gentle-heartedness, or you reject, you just say, I find this, to be completely abhorrent. This is not even worth going after, right? It's a rejection. This is not the same as somebody who goes, okay, I'm going to give it a try. I'm going to try to be to move toward the Beatitudes. I'm going to give it a try. I'm going to try to obey the commandments. And you try, you fail, you get back up again in the mercy of God. You try, you fail, you get back up again in the mercy of God. You keep kind of going down, but you're imperfectly trying to follow the word of God. That is not a rejection. What Jesus means by a rejection, what John means by a rejection in this passage, is really a kind of repudiation of what the word stands for as you understand that word. And of course, in this particular case, right, the word of Jesus is the unconditional love that God has for the world. So if you reject that, that's not going to be good. And of course, if you reject even love itself as a way of life, that's not going to be good. If you prefer egocentrism, not you, I mean, right, if people prefer instead egocentricity, or they prefer instead, right, domination of others and self-worship rather than worshiping the real God, or, you know, trying to live a life in accordance with Jesus' instruction, then, of course, that's a different deal. Says Jesus, the person by their own choice and by their own free rejection of that word, that way of life, and me and the Father as unconditional love, they've already chosen for themselves their own judgment. And the judgment, of course, is, you don't want any part of me? Okay, I'll grant your wish. You don't want any part of me? Then don't have any part of me. I'll grant your wish. And of course, the person's word itself becomes then his own judge, and as Jesus says, his own movement away from the actual word of God. That's a really important clarification, because of course God doesn't send anyone to hell. Jesus doesn't send anyone to hell. People can choose to reject the whole of God's kingdom, and the definition of hell is not, little flames burning up with devils with horns and so forth stoking the fires. The definition of hell in the Catholic Church is the definitive rejection of love, the definitive rejection of the light of Jesus Christ, and the definitive rejection of God. It's the absence of God, the absence of His truth and light, and the absence of His unconditional love in some place of absence. And that, says Jesus, will cause pain, even though the person who chooses it is freely giving it up in order to get a life of domination, narcissism, and self-worship. Bad bargain to anybody who's put their faith in Jesus. But of course, what Jesus wants to say is, there it is, beware. But it's not God who's doing it. It's free human choices that do it. And of course, if we imperfectly try to follow, and believe me, I'm imperfect, but if we imperfectly try to follow in the mercy and love of God, we too will inherit through that unconditional love the gift of His heavenly kingdom that He has promised. Amen.